wakes up.
Cape Town wakes up.
With Ryan O'Connor for breakfast.
Exclusive to Smile FM.
How does your partner say, I love you, without using those words? And the reason why I want to hear from you is because your answers may help someone else. Someone listening in the car, listening at the office, hears what you say and thinks, I could actually do that for my partner. Or, oh, wow, my partner does that for me, and I never actually realized that's their way of saying I love you.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, love is a verb.
Yay, that's a doing word, yeah.
Says me.
It's quite romantic for a single guy. Says Antoinette, good morning. How does your partner say I love you without actually using those words?
When I get into the shower, especially in the winter, when I get into the shower, then he takes my towel and he goes and puts it in the dryer. And when I get out of the shower, there's a wonderful, warm, fuzzy towel waiting for me. It's amazing because it's so cold outside. Mm-hmm. And I thought, geez, this is amazing. This is a wonderful way of just showing me that he loves me without saying it. 24 years of marriage.
Wow, that's impressive.
Husband of the year.
Yeah. My wife and I do something similar with a heater. So that's why I wanted to ask you, do you do the same thing for him now, Antoinette?
No, but what I do, I put his toothpaste on his toothbrush.
That's good.
That's something that shows that I love him.
Thank you, Antoinette. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Success. You had a story that relates to this very morning.
Exactly. This morning, also a shower story. I wake up first. Franch was still asleep, 4 a.m. And I went into the bathroom, got into the shower. And as I turned around, tried to, you know, wash my back, I met or locked eyes with a frog in the shower. Now, if you know me, you know that I have a phobia for frogs. It's something that it's a big fear. Mm. And the first thing I do is, of course, scream, Francois!
At the top of your voice.
At the top of my voice. He's still sleeping. And I know that I shouldn't bother him in that time, but I did this morning. And what he did was he got up, he came into the bathroom, into the shower, and he removed the frog out of the shower and just placed it outside in the wet weather, and the day was saved for me.
And he was in his jammies still.
He was in his gown.
Into your wet shower, out into the rain.
Well done, Swari.
I mean, that is just totally amazing.
I think we should call him Mr. Padaman from now on.
Padaiki!
I think you need to frog march your way home and give him some love.
Yeah, hello, Mr. Padaman.
Let's fill the world with love. Lauren, good morning to you.
Good morning, Guy and team. So I think often your love language isn't something that you're actually aware of. It's something that you do naturally, and everyone has their own way of showing it. My partner, for instance, he eats his popcorn really quickly when we sit and watch a movie. So he'll make my own bag of popcorn and make sure I don't, you know, have to gobble down my popcorn as well. If I'm sitting in the office and it's cold, he'll bring my robe without me even asking for it. And I think that that's the biggest thing. You shouldn't have to ask for those things. They should want to do those things. And yeah, he's really amazing.
I love what you're saying, that it's things that you don't have to ask for. They happen naturally, and that's a beautiful thing about it.
Can we get your hubby's name, Lauren, just to give him props?
Ryan. Not that Ryan, it's a different one.
Thanks for clarifying. You know, as a man, there's nothing that shows me you love me more than giving me the old back scratch.
Agreed.
Yeah? Because when you say, liefie, kom krap gaan my rug, it's equivalent to that kiss on the forehead, like my voorkop swinkie.
Yes.
So I think that is really showcasing how much you love me. Kom krap net my rug, asseblief.
Yeah. I wondered quickly, did we get Success's answer on the back scratch?
Well, I know that Francois likes it, yes.
Oh, he does. Okay, so you're confirming it is love. Okay.
Yes. Mm.
And the frog, did the frog enjoy having its back scratched this morning?
I don't know, because I wasn't even near it. I ran the other way.
You know, when you told us that story, I could feel the grill myself. Because it's not a scary thing, but you get a fright. Because you're not expecting to turn around and make eye contact with a padda. You in your mind, you're looking for shampoo, you're thinking, where's the sponge, whatever. But
Yeah.
And Darcy.
I was so manic in that moment.
Shame, man.
And yeah, Francois came and saved me.
Yeah, and Kermit sit and loer for you to will he stand and
Wake up with you next to me.
Hit Town wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Monday to Friday, 6 to 9.
On Smile 90.4 FM.